Hi, I'm Tanner with the Office of Sustainability at the College of Charleston. This podcast is an introduction to a series on social sustainability issues. Since many people have the misconception that sustainability is solely about environmental issues, or that environmental issues are not connected to social ones, I wanted to create an introduction that explains why an intern at the Office of Sustainability would choose to cover social topics. For this podcast, I interviewed a few people that had experience working with and studying social issues to help me outline the social aspects of sustainability. This first interview is with a former summer intern at the Office of Sustainability, Miles Counts. Miles is a current undergrad at Harvard University. He studies American history and literature with a minor in African American studies.
So, in my conception, sustainability is the theory and practice of trying to devise systems of living and systems of existing and systems of preserving that are durable and lasting. Creating institutions, for example, that we can build and that our children will be able to use and actually, you know, flourish under, given 50, 100, 150, 200 years, 1,000 years. Trying our best to make sure that we are creating systems of living that are both fair and just. So I think that in terms of sustainability as like a big term, a lot of people associate it simply with environmental sustainability. So the idea that we have to preserve rivers, lakes, and things like that. And I think that's a very important conception of sustainability. We should stop thinking about it purely in terms of the environment or the physical, natural landscape environment and start thinking about it in terms of how we build new social systems of living and existing.
After defining sustainability, Miles then defines environmental racism as well, which is something that is often at an intersection between environmental issues and social issues. He uses Flint, Michigan, something that most people are familiar with, as a really good example of how an environmental catastrophe can really affect the most vulnerable populations.
So environmental racism is like a really interesting and very current way of current disciplinary way to think about social justice. So, and for people who don't know, it's thinking about how environmental catastrophe strikes people who are marginalized based on their race, gender, or sexuality. Perhaps like the biggest example in the nation's imagination right now is the question of Flint. People in Flint, predominantly African American, but also poor white people as well, working class people more broadly, don't have access to adequate piping in their homes. So that lead is actually getting into the water and they still don't have clean water. And now they're being evicted because they're refusing to pay their water bills. Just in that one scenario, that one example, you can see how economic insecurity, racism, white supremacy, and just inadequate planning on the part of the government has created the situation in which people who are already more marginalized and already more at risk for disaster are being constantly punished for something that is out of their control and out of their power.
During my quest to define social sustainability, somebody suggested that I interview Marla Robertson. Marla is a graduate student and a former undergrad at the College of Charleston. She works in the budgeting office. She's also the current faculty advisor for the Black Student Union, and she also does a lot of other volunteer work on campus. So here is her definition of what sustainability is to her.
Sustainability means, to me, creating a system that not only addresses a specific issue, but that successfully addresses the issue in a way that it allows the solution to perpetuate itself. In relationship to social justice, I feel like sustainability, at least the implementation of sustainable models, create problems. The individuals in control of the resources that are collected to create the sustainable solution are not diverse enough. You need someone skilled enough, knowledgeable enough, and experienced enough to go in and quickly and efficiently address the true root of the problem. And it makes me think of literal tree roots, and that you could go in and say, okay, I want to see what this root system is. But oftentimes, They share spaces, they intertwine. And so you may think that this particular root that you're digging up is associated with a specific tree, but it may not. Like my own personal example, being Black and being a woman, if you're trying to address social issues that might be unique to Black women, and you try to go down into the root system, you can't go to the Black tree and pull out the Black root and then address that and say, okay, now we've addressed this issue. You know, when those two things overlap, me being Black and me being a woman, so how can you address the collective root system in a way that promotes a healthy Black tree and a healthy woman tree, or, you know, address both of those issues in a way that creates equality and access for resources. I think sustainability could create additional consolidated problems when we're trying to address social justice issues if the people who are coming up with the ideas about how to address an issue, or the people who are trying to dig down to the root of the issue, aren't immersed in the culture or a part of the group or organization or experienced in the actual issue at hand.
Marla's definition of sustainability really resonated with me because she didn't just define social issues in relation to environmental issues, but she explained how different identities intersect and create whole new experiences. Anyone that's trying to focus on any kind of issue, but especially environmental issues, has to consider all of those things. My next interviewee is Hollis France. She is a political science professor at the College of Charleston. She earned her master's and PhD from the Graduate Center at the City University of New York and her undergraduate degree from Jersey City State College. At the College of Charleston, she is a member of the Latin American and Caribbean Studies program and the Women and Gender Studies program. Dr. France's research focuses on diverse and social economies as alternative developmental models. While defining sustainability, she uses her work with indigenous communities to help define what sustainability is and how it's important to consider different pathways or different perspectives when trying to solve any kind of issue.
I guess for a lot of people, when they think, especially in terms of sustainability, and sometimes it goes back to very environmental kind of focus on being able, you know, not using more than you actually need to be using, and where it can be kind of regenerated. And I think in terms of sustainability, taking it out of the economic, of the environmental framework, right? Thinking about just overall well-being, right? So, I mean, in terms of the practices of some of those communities, are indigenous communities, right? I think that they're always looking and asking themselves, when I engage in a particular practice, always asking, how does it impact the environment? How does it impact in terms of the community? It's very kind of people-centered, as opposed to this kind of bottom line that got to produce, maximize profit, and do it at any cost. Profits over people, profits over the environment, right? We're going to keep trying to produce as much as we can. We don't care about the environmental consequences. Those are externalities. We could deal with that after. But I think that a lot of these in terms of the communities that I work with, you know, is always thinking before you engage it, how can I minimize that harm?
So this last interview is with Adrian Barry. He is the office manager at the Office of Sustainability, and he's actually been a part of the office since it began. He also studied political science as an undergrad at the College of Charleston. So with his background in working with sustainability and studying political science, I thought Adrian would probably be one of the best people to define sustainability.
So sustainability is a method to break down preconceived notions of sustainability as and necessary to a comprehensive definition, and that's really what you want to get at. You want to start priming people to understand that sustainability is more than the environment. You need a comprehensive understanding of all the different facets. So we generally talk about sustainability as including more or less five things: the social component, the economic component, the political component, the personal component and the environmental component. The social sustainability component are, you know, basically social issues. So we would include things like gender equity, racial justice, really anything you would think of in the context of justice. Social and justice are, you know, more or less interchangeable in this context. All these facets are directly interconnected and interrelated and interdepend on each other.
So next, Adrian actually goes on to explain what are the issues with environmental organizations specifically, especially within the Western world or within the United States. Similar to the other interviews we've heard, he kind of talks about how these different social hierarchies or the lack of diversity can cause issues when confronting problems with sustainability.
The problem is, when all these organizations are being institutionalized, the majority being run by cis white men, there's only so much they can do because they're all effectively working towards the same goal and overlapping pretty heavily. So as a result, a massive amount of these environmental issues are going unaddressed or are going underfunded.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get a lot more people talking about cleaning up the Hudson River than talking about literally anything in the third world. It goes back to those resource allocation issues.
So, to kind of summarize what you said, social issues and environmental issues all boil down to who has power, right?
Right, and this is why the political aspect is so important, because what you just described is essentially a famous textbook definition of politics, which is who gets what, when, and how. So, yeah, I mean, it all comes back to not just resources, but who has the power to allocate them, and why they do have that power. And what we're seeing now is the vast majority of resources are being held by a very small percent of the population, and they got that power by mostly being white and male. It goes back to asking yourself the question, what does a sustainable society look like? Anyone who has to live beneath the social surface or live an invisible life or hide a part of their identity because of threats of violence or nonviolent oppression or even just social stigma is not going to be a full and productive member of society in whatever way you define productivity. If you want to have a sustainable society, you need full participation from all people, and in order to do that, people need to be empowered to be themselves and exert their agency.
So I really liked Adrian's definition of politics as who gets what, when, and how, and talking about resource allocation. Everyone that I interviewed, when talking about sustainability, they mentioned resources.
So it really seems like the goal of sustainability is not only preserving natural resources, but making sure that those resources are equally allocated and that everybody has the same rights and the same access so that we can create a sustainable community. All right, thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to hear more of my podcast, you can always visit synergies.cfc.edu.